Okay, let's start the next swig here. On Dalit, I'm amazed. Okay. Itmar, right? Yeah, Itmar. Shnei yamim tovim shel golios. Okay, Rav amar nolda bezeh muteres bezeh, Ravasi amar nolda bezeh asura bezeh. Okay. Okay, so what does it mean? Let's see Rashi. Shel Golios. Go ahead, who wants to read? She'enos noso el b'nei Golios. Got it? Okay, so this is this is the time, I mean Rav is talking about the time when they were Mekadesh in Yerushalayim. Right, we were Mekadesh through the Beis Din. So the Shluchim, so what does it mean, Golios? It means anywhere where the Shluchim couldn't reach. Right? It's not really a din of Golios. It's not a din of Golos. It's a matter of the Shluchim being able to reach the communities to inform them which day the Beis Din was Mekadesh. Okay, so really, Midoraisa, it's funny, Rashi, Midoraisa, it's only 1 and 7, yes, tell you. But since the places that were beyond the reach of the Shluchim were unsure if the Yom, if the Chodesh, if the prior Chodesh was a Moli or a Chaser, so Midin Safek, they had to do 2 days of Rishon and 2 days of Shri on Pesach, for instance. Okay, so now the question is like this. Yo, Nolda Bezeh Muteris Bezeh. Rashi. So if you have a Beitza that was Nolda on the first day that they observed as Yom Tov, Rav held, you can have it the next day. Go ahead. Right, so one of the days is definitely Chol. There's no, it's a suffix. So, Mimanashach, the Beitza is Muteris. Why? Because if the first day was Yom Tov, so then the second day is Chol. There's no Achana, or there's no Nolad, or Achana, or anything from a Yom Tov to Chol. And if the first day was Chol, then there was no issue of Yom Tov being Mechen for Shabbos Yom Tov. So Mamam Shach, the Beitza that's Nolda Bezeh is Materis Bezeh. Go ahead. Ravasi.
Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh.
Okay. And Rash says, Ravasi is the one that needs an explanation. Go ahead.
Rashi?
No, we did the Rashi. Kidim Mefarish Vazo. Go ahead. Lema, what have you? Yeah. So that's how you would explain Ravashi. Ravasi, go ahead, explain it. Go ahead. Kedusha Achasi, Rashi.
Chachamim kabum abnei galam lasim tam doros basmas abizah yitilum aleihem kachomer yomar.
Right. Yeah, so if we're going to learn like Ravasi, if you're going to say the Beitza that's Nolda Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, then that must mean, it would seem that that indicates that that's more than just being Noeg 2 days from Safek, right? Because if it's 2 days from Safek, then Manashach, it's Muteris on the second day. So it would seem that according to Ravasi, it was actually what? A takana. The 2 days of Golos, the 2 days of the B'nai Gola, right, is what? Is a kviyas of the Rabbanon. The koveyal, B'nai Gola, to do Lidoros. Why does Rashi have to say Lidoros? Machmas Sofek Zeh. Machmas Sofek Zeh, yeah.
Lidoros as opposed to just for that, like, because of that time.
Right. Now, as Rashi is saying, that if it's an idea of, there's two possibilities. Either they're simply responding to a suffix that emerges, right? So then that's only whenever there's a suffix, right? You're just acting in response to a lack of knowledge. So when the suffix is there, you would have it. When the suffix is not there, you wouldn't have it. And then each day is, and then the nol de bezeh muteres bezeh mamar shach. But if you're going to say it's aser bezeh, that means that they're not just treating the days al pi suffix, right? It must be a kvius, must be some kind of a takana of shnei yomim. And if it's a takana, it's going to be ledoros, because that's the nature of a takana. Right? Now, it's either they're just allowing you to respond, either they're just responding to a situation, or they're instituting something. So Rashi wants to make it clear that instituting has to be ledoros. That's the idea of instituting, right? If it was just according to the suffix, it doesn't require any institution, and it would just be during the suffix. But if you're going to say that the other way, that they were koveya al b'nei gola la sosam ledoros machma sofek zeh, then it's that's a kvius. And now he's saying that what? And if they did that, then it would have the shame, it would be kichomer yom oruch. What does that mean? It's going to have a nafkamina by the beitza, he's saying. Can have a nafkamina by the beitza. Yeah. So what would that mean? What does it mean? Is kechomer yom aruch? Well, at least it means that what? You guys are doing this. Yeah. So we had yom aruch before also, right? Like by the eruv. Right, if you can make an eruv from Shabbos to Yom Tov, that would be a different case over there. Right, if Shabbos to Yom Tov is considered like a Yom Rechta, right? That was a different possibility. But this is saying on the Sveik of the Yom is a Yom Rechta. So what does it mean Yom Rechta? Kechomer Yom Aruch. V'hitilum aleihem kechomer Yom Aruch. Is that part of? Is that like a necessary thing, or is that a secondary thing? You know what I mean? Is he saying that's what's automatically going to come from kavum alei al bnei gol asosam ledoros machma sofeg zeh vihitilum aleim kechomer yom aruch? What is vihitilum aleim kechomer yom aruch? Is that like a pirish of what it means to be koveya al bnei gola la sosam ledoros machma safek? Or is that like a second thing? They were misakein two yamim, 2 days, and they made it like one kechomer yom aruch. You know what I'm asking?
Yeah, sounds like it's natural.
Right. So we're just trying to think this through, how it actually would work. So, in other words, let's just go through the case again, one more time. So you have the B'nai Gola. The B'nai Gola are what? Like Rashi said before, the Shluchim didn't get there, right? So they don't know, they're counting out the last month. So they get to 30. They don't know if 30 is really 30 from the last month or 1 from the next month. So they count that as 30, 1. 30, maybe 1. Then they go to the next day. Is what? Is 1, maybe 2? What should I do the other way? They do 30 as they count it as 1, maybe 30? Is that easier for everybody?
Yes.
2, maybe 1. 3, maybe 2. Right? 15, maybe 14. So now they have a suffix. Now that day is important. If it may be 15, so they have to observe the first day of Yom Tov. And if it may be 14, then they wouldn't, but they have a suffix. Then they get to the next day and they say 16, maybe 15. So that's the way Rav looks at it. He says, so they just have a suffek of yedia, and because of the suffek, they have to be noeg the 15, because of the maybe 15 on each day, they have to be noeg each day as 15, right? But each day also has the fact that it may be the other day. So legabe each one, it's chol, right? Each one legabe the other has to be chol, right? Okay. So, but what's the formulation of Ravasi? How would he say it? We're just curious about the formulation. How would you formulate it? So you'll say, so you could say it like this. My question is it still has to be based on the suffix, right? So maybe we have to change a little bit what we said before. No, so he would formulate like this, that any day that has a shame tesvav is that what? How do you want to say it, Morris? They're koveya. What are they koveya? They're koveya yom tov on any yom that has a shame tesvav. So then, the first one is 15, maybe 14. The second one is 16, maybe 15. So they're both equal in terms of their shame tesvav. So it's going to be one. So they're identical. They're identical, right? If you make that the kvius, then they're identical. So then it's kechomer yom echad. It's like one long experience. It's like one long. It's like a two-day duration of a shame tesvav. But then, according to this, if they really, really knew which day it was, the minhag would seem to, the kvius would seem to fall off, right? Because it doesn't have a shame tesvav anymore. No, the difficulty I have is you can't say that they say observe 15 and 16, because then you'll have 3 days. Right?
You don't know which one's which?
You don't know which is 15 and 16.
14,
15. Yeah. Right? We have to break out of our mindset here. We have a very, we have a deeply entrenched mindset here that we really know which days they are, right? And we could just look at it like, well, we know it's 15 and we know tomorrow's 16, so basically we keep 15 and 16. But if you don't know which is 15 and which is 16, then telling you to keep 15 and 16 is going to create more suffix. And it would be 3 days, right? So it would seem, when he means Ladoros over here, he means that it's not just because of the... the question is, what does Rashi mean by Ladoros, though? That's what's bothering me. He means it's a takana.
Taking away from the way you just said. Because the way you just said, it wouldn't be Ladoros.
But he says, Ladoros machma sofek zeh. It means to say it was a real kvius. It was a real takana, a real kvius, therefore it has the shame of Ladoros. But what is the kvius? It's machma sofek zeh. So what is the kvius? That we're going to be koveya kedusha sayom on any yom that has a shame 15. But according to this, once you makayish al pi haluach, then this would stop.
It was like they were koveya the safek, and
then that's right.
The dorot.
Yeah, but there's no more safek.
Well, that's the point.
Let's not worry about nowadays. Let's just take this logically. If I tell you logically, there's a safek. Logically speaking, they encountered the safek, right? And there's two ways that you can look at that. The Gemara is saying there are two ways to look at the observance of both days. Either it's just a natural outcome of the mitzvah midraisa with the suffix of the idea, right, without any rabbinic intervention, or they were koveya the Yom Shel Safek as a Kedusha Sayom itself. Right? So if that were the case, then the nafgamina would be if I'll say there's a Yom Arichta or not. If I'll say that it's like two identical days. And this day recognizes the day before it, I like itself. It's according to Rav's way. If today is 15, yesterday was 14. If today is 16, yesterday was 15. And the Kedusha comes from the true 15, right? So it's not possible to say Nolda Bezeh is a Sur Bezeh. Because I'm only keeping today because it might be 15. So then that means definitively that my observance of today is based upon yesterday being 14. So I can't contain in my observance of today the possibility, in the framework that I'm celebrating the Kedusha today, yesterday was Chol. In the framework I was celebrating yesterday, today is Chol. There's no one framework that will comprise 2 days of Kedusha within it. It's alternate realities, right? But if you say they instituted a din of the Suffolk itself, so then each one is identical, right? Each one is identical. And that's what it means. It's like kechomer yom aruch, because I haven't removed myself from the. As long as I have not removed myself from the suffix, I have to continue to be noe kedusha. Right. Okay. Question. All right. Let's see. All right. I mean, we have to see because the Gemara said, "Did you go a little for how far did you get in this Gemara?" Right. And the Gemara later on seems to say the nafkamina between these two is whether we would continue it if we knew it or not. So we'll have to see. But right now it's difficult to see how you would be the formulation. All right, let's go a little further. Go ahead. In other words, unless you're going to say they are koveya yom tesvav. From either way you count the last month. In other words, what does it mean, the suffix? The suffix means tesvav from a male and tesvav from a chaser. Right? So they were koveya, the Yom Tov of Pesach, from both tesvavs, from the tesvav of the mole and the tesvav of the chaser. It's not really a question of suffix, not a question of an individual suffix, right? They were koveya as a vadai. They were koveya that there's a kedushas hayom of tesvav from the mole and the tesvav from the chaser. That's what the kavias was, right? And if you're going to say suffix, then if you're going to say they're just reacting to a suffix, so then it depends. The fact that I don't know which day is Tesvav is what causes the problem. If you're going to say they were koveya, so the question is, what were they koveya? That's what we bother with. What's the structure of the kvius? Can't be celebrate Tesvav and Teszayin, because that's the whole problem. You don't know which is which. So maybe you say like this, that they were koveya. So where's the kvius? What's the kvius? And if you're going to say the kvius is just in terms of the suffix, so that sounds like, that's just as long as the suffix is. Right? Rashi's mashmas ladaros. It's continuous, even beyond any particular case of suffix. So maybe you'll say like this, they were koveya to be noheg. The tesvav of both systems. The tesvav from a mole and the tesvav from a chaser. Right?
So chomer yom aruch is only
asim. Lasosam ledoros. In other words, what is the kov'um, lasto som? So it means it's the tesvav of the malay and the tesvav of the chaser. Now the question is, what does it mean, v'hitila malayim koma yom aruch? Is that automatic, or is that in addition? Right? What does it mean, kechomer yom aruch? What does it mean, chomer yom aruch, by the way? Right. Now, we're just wondering, what does Rashi mean by what's the expression kechomer yom aruch? What's the word chomer here mean? The first blush, it seems like it has to do with chumrah, with the stringency. But maybe he means like the substance of one day. It's like one long day. Kechomer yom aruch. They made it like one long day. But it's still difficult. I mean, if it's only tesvav, if you're still counting tesvav from each calendar day, so today's tesvav says yesterday was today's calendar tesvav negates yesterday's tesvav, right? It's like Rashi says by the previous daf, kedusha achas harehin ki yom echad aruch. That was by Shabbos to Yom Tov. So that's a machlokas. If you have a Shabbos into a Yom Tov, do you consider that like a Yom Aruch? We don't, but two days of Yom Tov that have the same identity, one back to back, that is Kechomer Yom Aruch. But it's still disturbing. What does it mean, V'hitilam Aleihem? It does sound like a secondary, like a secondary thing. V'hitilam Aleihem. They were kovei the days on the B'nai Gola to make them because of Safek, and they placed them upon them, Kechomer Yom Aruch. Is that like a restatement of the first half? They were kovei them by placing them, or is it they kovei them, and in addition to that, they made it like one long day. Okay, let's keep going. I feel like we're exploring a little bit here. So let's keep going. We need a little more. We need to see a little more of the subject matter to get a better idea. Now you got a really, really strange thing. Okay, so we want to say that Rav Asi holds it's kedusha achas. V'Rav Asi mavdil meyom atav lechavrei. Strange. Rav Asi would make havdalah. Rashi u'mevarich hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. Because he held we're experts in the moon. We know when is a new moon. Yom Tov Sheni Chol Gomeru. Okay, Yom Tov Sheni is completely Chol. Mishum Minagavasenu Shelo Yodu Bikvias Achodesh Kamonu Vasom Mesafek Aleihem. Anachnu osin osam. Strange Rav Asi. I mean, very difficult Rav Asi. It was because the Gemara's problem, it's an obvious problem here. What do you mean to tell me that I'm going to prove to you that Rav Asi held? It's a suffix, right? Because he made Havdalah. But why was he keeping the second day in the first place? Right? So why was he keeping the second day? At this point, the Gemara thinks that Rav Asi really held for sure it was not one long day, right? So that would be the first half, like Rav. And he really held like Rav, right? And I'll show you because he made Havdalah. But why was he keeping the second day in the first place? If he really held like Rav, that it was just a suffix, he should have only kept one day. Right? So Rashi's trying to answer that problem. He's saying that really he held the second day is Chol Gomor. And it's just a minute that they kept the second day. The second day was just a minute. The first day is the real day. The second day is just a minhag. So because of a minhag of the second day, he's not going to lose the mitzvah of Havdalah for the first day. because of the minhag of the second day, he's not going to lose the mitzvah of Havdalah on the from that comes from the first day. Right? It's a question, some say Havdalah is the Raizah, right? That's what the Ritva had. So he comes out to a funny thing. He holds that there was no takana. Right? There was no takana, according to his Havmina. There was no takana at all. They were just no agalpi suffik. He held that they had no more suffik in his day, that they really were not makadish. Even though the Mekash Alpi, according to the Ria, but if you knew for sure what day the new moon was, you had a right to assume that day was the right day. That's what he held. Right? Essentially, it seems at a certain point they essentially went by the Cheshvan. And then the Edom was like a formality. So he held that that's what it was. They were Bekian in the Kviyat Diyarcha. And therefore, there was no more suffix. There was no more suffix. Today is the real day. But whatever it was, there was a minhag that they kept it as a minhag. They kept the second day as a minhag. Right? Yom Tov Sheni is Chol Gomor Hu. It's Chol Gomor. But mishum minhag avaseinu shlo yodu bekfiyas achosh kamonu vasol misofek mealehen mealehen, right? Anachnu osin osam, right? No kvias. This is important, right? There's no kvias at all. They did it mealehen. They did it completely on their own because of the reality of the suffik. We don't have the suffik anymore. So we really, Maker Adin could just do a dispose with the second day, but for some reason we kept it as a minhag. Right? That's the way the Gemara is understanding Rav Asi. What kind of a person would observe 2 days of Yom Tov and make Kiddush on the, and make Havdalah after the first night? Gemara is assuming it means that he held that the whole thing of Yom Tov Sheni was a genuine suffix, no kvias, and it was reduced to one day Yom Tov and just a minhag on the second day. So because of the minhag of the second day, that's a minhag to do. It's not a minhag not to do. Right? It's not going to, the minhag to take an extra day is not going to remove a chiyuv from the real Yom Kodesh, right? You don't say, because I want to be noheg, I'll be minhag a second day, I shouldn't do what the first day really demands of me. Right? So he made Havdalah after the first night. He made Havdalah the first night. And at this point, there's no problem saying he made a real regular bracha of Havdalah.
Can we assume that Rav did the same thing?
That's a good question. We'll see. See, it's not so clear with Rav, what's going on with Rav. It's not so clear if he agrees that they're Bekian Biyarcha. We'll have to see, though, but that's a good question. Okay. Go ahead. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Because if that were the case, then he never would say, Beitza Shenolda Bezez Asura Bezez. That's the problem. That's the problem. If you're going to say that Rav Asi is really holding from the suffix idea, so then how could he say Beitza Shenolda Bezez Asura Bezez? If he's going to make Havdalah, then he really holds his no suffix. Then he holds it really is just because of suffix. But if it's suffix, then how could he possibly say that the Beitza is Asura Bezez? So the Gemara says no. Rav Asi Sfuki Misafkele V'Ovid Hochi L'Chomra V'Hochi L'Chomra. Really, he was masupik about what? Im chok chachomim hu shehutal ala golios ledoros. He's unsure if it was a law of the chachomim that was placed on the golios for generations. Va'afilu yarbu bohem chachomim yodei ha'itim. Even if they had many wise men who knew astronomy, Yiyu Osin Osan Shnayim. they would still do those 2 days. Im kein, harehu midivrei sofrim ki yom aruch. Again, Rashi saying that. And here he sounds more like it's a natural thing. Right? If they were matil 2 days, if they made you do 2 days, that makes it like a yom aruch. That was one sad. Right? Oh, im hein asoum me'alehen misafik. Or if initially, now the focus of the Gemara is, how did it start? You have to realize, be mindful of this, right? The focus on this Gemara is, when they started having to keep 2 days, how did they start? Right? Did they start, the Chachamim got together and said, Chok, since we don't know if it's 15 from a Mali or from a Choser, we're going to be Koveya both 15s. Right? We're going to be Koveya Shnei Yamim, both 15s. Right? Then it would have a shame of Yom Oruch. We're going to have a 15 from a Mole and a 15 from a Choser. Then it would have a din of Yom Oruch. Because what? I have to think about that a little more still. Or was it they just did it on their own, Misafek? And in no framework is there an institution of 2 days. There's no single framework that has 2 days. So V'chad Binayos Chol. Uleman de Kimle Bekviya de Yarcha Boi Avduli. It's a very interesting Rashi. Sounds like he's saying, even if you yourself know it, you can make Avdala. Right? If Rav Asi was on the Madrega that he was sure when they were Mekadesh, even though most people in his in the Golas are not, he was Matir to Safek. He answered the Safek. Right? So then, but the thing is, he has a strange practice now. So therefore, what does he do? He's going to say the Beitza is Asura, because maybe they were Koveya Achok of Shnei Yamim, right? But he's going to make Havdalah too, because maybe it was just a Suffolk, and I know which day is which. So the problem is, there's two problems, right? Two problems. How do you make Havdalah? Why isn't Havdalah getting knocked out because of the very same suffix? That's what you say. So if it's a Yom Arichta, then I should make Havdalah. Why is it a Chumrah? I mean, why isn't it a Bracha Vatal? I mean, the suffix if it's a Bracha Vatal. Yeah, so that's what the Gilyan Hashas mentions. That the Ritva and Sukkah says that Rav Asi held what? That he's not, because the Ritva and Sukkah, the Gemara and Sukkah talks about whether on the eighth day of Sukkah you sit in the Sukkah. Right? Because it's not the eighth day. It's the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres. There's no mitzvah Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But since it's maybe the seventh day, so it's a suffix of Sukkah. So the Gemara, according to the Ikad Amri, says you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Why? Because you're worried about the zilzal. You'll be mazal if people make a bracha on the sukkah, so then they'll be mazalzal and shmini. Right? Because they'll treat it like chol of sukkahs. They'll be mazalzal in the kedusha of shmini. So the Ritva says, Rav Asi didn't hold from that. That was machlokas over there. That was Bachlokas Nagamar. If we're worried about being mezalzel in the Shemini, so he said that Rav Asi himself did not hold that way. He held you could make the bracha. He's not choshesh that making brachas is going to be mezalzel. So it would seem he would hold, even in the real suffix, they would make kiddush. They would make avdol, right? Seem he would have held. See, that's what Michael was asking. So why doesn't that? That's the answer to Rav. No, according to Rav, why don't they make Kiddush? Why don't they make Havdalah after the first night? right? It's a suffix. Maybe you chayav another olam now, right? So that's what they want to say. Rav held that that would be a zilzal to the second day. Couldn't do it. But Rav Asi wasn't choshish for that. He didn't worry about making a bracha of havdalah when you make kiddush on the second night. That's going to be mezalzel the second day. That's a secondary question. That's a separate machlokas. If you hold that the choshish for zilzal.